is What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody, and happy Friday from the studios of 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains. And our affiliates, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, KLTC Dickinson, and KTGO Tioga. You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your questions, your comments, your guest suggestions, what you like, what you don't like, who you think is normal, who you think is nuts. 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message, do a little drive-by, and you're on your way. Those were working great with road reports yesterday. We have Senator John Hoeven joining us momentarily. The question for him, that's another good way to just get your question in and know we'll have it. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number, answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When Todd and I are slaving over a hot microphone here live on the air, we welcome your calls at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, and we welcome to the program Senator John Hoeven on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hello, Senator.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing great today, and want to get right to it since there's so many things in the news here to talk about. Welcome calls or questions or comments, too, for Senator Hoeven. Let's talk about the farm bill first. You're going to have to settle something for us here because we had Congressman Kramer on last week, and he said, really, this is farm state Democrats that hold this in the balance, and we've got to fix that conservation compliance issue tied to crop insurance. We had Senator Heitkamp on. She said, no, it's all John Boehner's fault because he's picking a fight with Congressman Colin Peterson over the dairy thing. So who's right here? What is it going to take to get this farm bill done and done right?
Well, the good news is I think we're on our way. I really think we found a compromise on the dairy program. And it was a disagreement between Speaker Boehner, who did not want supply management in the dairy program, and Colin Peterson, who does. And so what they essentially, I think, will compromise on is a counter-cyclical approach that I think should work for both. And so that was the main sticking point. There's been a lot of them we've had to work through. I think really at this point we've pretty much cleared the deck. Now the key is to get all the conferees to sign off so that we can vote, have one conference report, in essence, compromise between the House and the Senate bill, which we can take to the floor the last week in January and pass.
Now, the one issue where Kevin was concerned, even if it passes, the current Senate version is not good for North Dakota, and that's why I think he was asking for farm state Democrats. He mentioned specifically Debbie Stabenow, but obviously same could be said for Senator Heitkamp, to really pressure Senator Harry Reid so that you don't have a farm bill passed, but with some provisions when it ties conservation compliance to crop insurance, it could be bad for North Dakota. What's your fix there?
Well, I've tried to pass that all along, is to make sure that we don't tie conservation compliance to crop insurance. I fought that battle all the way through, and it's like a lot of things. We're not going to get exactly what we want. I have been able to get some measures in there that make it more farmer-friendly. For example, nothing can be retroactive. Also for mitigation, we're going to have assistance so that when somebody, when a farmer wants to swap out some parcels that make sense to farm for some other areas that might be better for suitable for wetlands, we're going to improve the mitigation rules. So, but unfortunately, once all the national farm groups, in essence, said it was okay to tie them together, we were running big time uphill. And I lost that amendment. We voted on it. I pushed it. I worked hard to get it. But unfortunately, we're not going to get exactly what we want. We will get some improvements, but I've fought awfully hard to get in there.
Are you getting the help you need from Senator Heitkamp and Senator Stabenow and other farm state Democrats, or has that battle been waged and lost?
Senator Stabenow favors tying them together, and that's a problem. She's chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. Senator Heitkamp did vote for my amendment, and so, I appreciate that. But in the end, it really came down to the national farm groups agreeing to tie the two together, and that just took too many of our votes.
All right, let's go to a different issue, and that is something you said earlier this week, the DOT plan for rail standards by 2015 is not soon enough. I mean, first of all, the real ball drop on the fact that we've waited 2 years for new regulations on tanker cars lays at the feet of the feds, and now when they finally do get to it, they say 2015. What do you do to get them off the dime here?
Yeah, no, I've been trying to get them to move, and I'm working on that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to the OMB director today because their proposed reg goes from U.S. Department of Transportation over to OMB and then comes out. So, I met with them last week, said, you know, you got to get going. I contacted them, wrote to them a year ago and said, you know, you need to give the industry some certainty so they know what these standards are and so the manufacturers can make the cars that meet the standards and the shippers can buy them and, you know, get going. That was over a year ago. That was a year ago, December. So then I met with them a week ago and said, come on, where are these things? They came out with a timeline that, to me, you know, is just not good enough. So I met again with the head of the DOT yesterday, the head of PHMSA, which is the Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration, the FRA, and a bunch of others, along with the shippers and the railroad industry. And we've got a number of steps coming in place that the industry and the railroads are stepping up and doing. That's good. It's a step in the right direction. But, yeah, we've got to get these regulators to move. And so, you know, I'm going to continue that effort.
And how about just quickly on just keeping the train on the tracks? We seem to sort of focus on the car, yeah. And I think we have four derailments in 9 years at Castleton as an example. What are you getting from BNSF and others about just keeping the train on the tracks? Because that's the real solution, right?
Right. I mean, that's step one, right? First thing is keep the train on the track. So the things that they're going to look at is routing. They're going to look at speeds. You know, they're going to do some work in terms of training programs with shippers on loading. And the shippers are working on increasing the number of these new cars in the fleet. Right now it's 30%, and they're going to work to have double that up to 60% by 2015. So, again, everybody's got to work together here, but you're right. Starts with keeping the train on the tracks, doing what we can to prevent derailments, and then if you have a derailment, having these newer, safer cars, so you reduce the risk of fire or an explosion.
Let's talk pipelines. There's another solution.
There you go. The other thing is pipelines, right? We need more infrastructure.
The Canadian officials this week have come out and said, come on, make a decision on this, saying the same thing you've been saying over and over back to your tenure as governor, for crying out loud. This thing has been languishing forever. State Department's responded to the Canadian officials now saying, hey, look, this is no backroom deal. We're still reviewing it. A million comments have been received, and sort of running the clock out again. What do you get, how do you get this off the diamond by when?
Well, as you say, Scott, it's been over 5 years. I've passed the legislation to approve it. The president's overruled it. He's blocked it. I think at this point he's got to come out with something in the next several months. I think if he turns it down now, because we've got a lot of push on him, I think we'll have enough to overrule him. But number one, we're going to just keep pushing until we get it. However, look, he can't be holding up the basic fundamental infrastructure that we need as we produce more energy to get that energy to market safely and efficiently. And that's what he's doing. And of course, it hurts the economy and jobs too. So, it just doesn't make sense. We're going to keep pushing until we get it.
Roger Williston, listening on 550 K-Fire for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment. I don't know if you guys had heard, or I just got in on the conversation about there was a derailment this morning on the east side of Williston. I guess, cargo.
I think there was
I had
one
not heard
yesterday.
That. There was one yesterday. There was one yesterday where we had an eyewitness actually call in during the program. But so I don't know that there was one today. But
okay, no, if it was yesterday, but I just heard about it this morning. But
yeah,
anyway,
I'd heard about one yesterday. I think it was actually intermodal, but I hadn't heard anything about today.
Okay. Yeah, it could have been yesterday. It was just on the news this morning, so it could have been yesterday. But anyway, well, the reason I was calling in is I walk the railroad tracks between, like, Williston and heading west, and if anybody was to walk them tracks and look at what the tracks are staked down, there's supposed to be four spikes on this, on each rail on the tie. There might be one stake in some. Some don't have any spikes in them. If somebody was to walk that and look that, you wouldn't ride the Amtrak. You wouldn't ride on that railroad track.
Well, I'm glad you told. Tell me again where you're talking about.
If you just walk the tracks from Williston heading west, I've did it for I don't know how many years now, and it's always there. There can't be anybody out there inspecting the tracks because otherwise they would be up to snuff. The spikes would be pounded in that are in there, and there would be, the holes would be filled. It would be full of, they're supposed to take 4 spikes per tie that the track runs on. Four spikes on the left side and 4 spikes on the right side, and you might have 1 spike in 1 pint.
Well, Roger, I appreciate the call, and Senator, if you could, we're up against a break here, but are you able to respond to his question on the other side of the break here?
You bet.
All right. Well, we also want to ask you, obviously, about this driver privacy bill and a big spending bill. A lot of folks have questions about that. So 2 quick questions for Senator Hovind when we come back and his response to Roger in Williston on rail infrastructure, because there's another question that's come up quite a bit on the program we call What's on Your Mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
A word about agriculture. From your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Survey questions and open phone time at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, chatting with Senator John Hovind here. We did lose our connection to him while we get him back on the line. Kurt and Hazen had a question about Roger's comment from Williston about the rail track infrastructure. Go ahead, Kurt. Kurt?
We're on pheasants around the Hazen area, Stanton area, and the tracks are just, there is no spikes in them. And there's actually a lot of bad chemicals coming out of the gas plant through that rail. And somebody needs to check those tracks out. I thought I was the only one to notice, but there is only a spike here and there in those ties. So
I absolutely agree with him, and that's what I got to say.
Okay, Kurt, tell me again. You said you're from Hazen, and you're specifically referring to tracks in where? Hazen, did you say?
Yeah, it runs all the way from the coal mines around Beulah, goes through Hazen, Stanton, and then from there, I have no idea where it goes. But we're talking all that toxic chemicals from the gas plant, along with a lot of oil, and it's them tracks are not in good shape. Let's put it that way. There is no spike.
And that's what I was trying to get at. Where specifically are you talking about the tracks you've seen pheasant hunting are being in bad shape?
Around the Hazen area, Stanton area.
Got it.
A lot of times you hunt pheasants in them areas because of the tracks. And if you have to walk down a track a ways, there's a lot of spikes missing. It's unbelievable.
Got it, Kurt. Appreciate the call. So Senator Hovind is back, and Senator Kurt in Hazen was echoing what Roger in Williston was saying, talking about specific areas of track, and so we wanted to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, yeah, appreciate that. First off, I'm going to have our guys get a hold of BNSF and mention both areas to say, hey, you better get out there and take a look. But the other thing is, through the appropriations process, I'm going to make sure that they have the DOT, Federal DOT has more inspectors out there, and the Federal Railroad Administration. They do need more inspectors out there, particularly in our part of the world, to make sure that, you know, that if there are issues with the track, that they're getting addressed. Because, as you said, first thing is to prevent derailment.
By the way, received another email from a listener saying that your callers are right. I've walked the main line in the Tioga area. It's the same way, lack of spikes, loose spikes. Also, read in the Tioga Tribune 2 weeks ago, a BNSF official stated that no hazardous cars are left unattended. In Tioga, you can find propane cars loaded, sitting in Tioga on the side, tracks for days on end, right by the firewall.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna make sure we get that stuff into BNSF, and I think it's good when, you know, that people are keeping an eye on things, and that we get that information to the railroad and make sure they're addressing it.
All right, before I let you go, and I appreciate you staying a little longer to answer the caller's questions here, on the spending bill, a lot of people are upset about, hey, you know, the debt and the deficit, and how in the world can we pass a spending bill this big? I realize it's till September. First of all, on the criticism of it spending too much, and second of all, knowing you're holding your nose on this, but what is in here that's good for North Dakota?
Well, first and foremost, though, got on the spending, and look, we got to do more on spending. We got to do more on reforms and savings. No question about it. We got to get the economy growing, and we got to find savings and reforms to reduce the deficit and the debt. We've got the debt ceiling coming up, and we've got to get some savings and reforms as part of any debt ceiling agreement. So I absolutely agree with that. This does not have the level of reforms and savings that I want, but we fought for as much as we could get. And remember, you got a majority of Democrats in the Senate that wanted to spend more. This bill, though, is 35% below where discretionary spending was when I started in the Senate. So we've reduced it 35% from where I started, and it actually takes it to more than $150 billion below the last Bush budget in 2008 pre-stimulus. So again, more to do. But at least we're pushing, to find savings, and it's tough when we're the minority in the Senate. But we're going to stay at it. And then the other part, there are a lot of things in there that are important to North Dakota. I was able to make sure that we provided funding for the Global Hawk. That's hard to do because of the pressure on the military budget, but obviously that's huge for a country, but huge for Grand Forks and the amazing stuff we got going up there. Also made sure we retained our missile silos, a strategic asset, vitally important as a nuclear deterrent, particularly when we see what's going on with Iran. A lot of other things that are important for North Dakota. And one of the good things is we actually had the ability to start prioritizing some of this spending. But again, so we're funding priorities. But again, we got to work to find more savings.
Last question, and I'll let you go. I know you have a bipartisan bill that you're working with Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota on, that would pertain to driver privacy in these black boxes. What should we as as citizens worry about in the way of our privacy being violated in these black boxes? What are you trying to fix here?
I'm telling you, privacy is a real issue, and it's guaranteed to our citizens under the Fourth Amendment. And you've seen, obviously, what's going on with NSA. We've got to address that. We'll see what the president comes out with, but we've got to address NSA. You've had IRS, Obamacare, all these things. And so now in your automobile, the federal Department of Transportation requires every new car that's built that it has this black box that records all this information about your car. And right now, there's no law that restricts what they can and can't track or assures you that it's your information and nobody can get it without your permission. So that's what this bill does. It makes sure that that information belongs to you. And other than pursuant to a court order or like a medical emergency, nobody can get that without your permission.
Senator, thanks for the time today. I know we kept you long. Appreciate you taking the calls and joining us on the program. We'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, Dave in West Fargo. I know you wanted to get a question for Senator Hovind. Unfortunately, we've done that. Oh, Dave's gone. Okay, Scott Minot had a comment on the railroad track. Scott Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, good morning. I just wanted to make a comment on the railroad tracks. What the other two gentlemen had described is really, I think that describes tracks everywhere. I've seen those brackets with the four holes drilled in, like the gentleman mentioned. That's very typical to see only one or two stakes. They go through that steel bracket and hold the track down onto the railroad ties themselves. And you'll see that everywhere across North Dakota, Minnesota, and all the way to Florida. I've seen that everywhere. And I think that that's not unusual, what they're seeing out there. I can't speak for the condition of the track from their area, but I'm pretty doubtful that that's an unusual case.
So is your point, Scott, that that's nothing to worry about, not a concern?
That would be my opinion, yes. Again, I'm not a railroad official, and I would totally encourage them to get them checked out, but I think you're going to find that what they've described is everywhere. It's not specific to North Dakota. I've noticed that same thing for many years, and that's typical.
I've also heard that there is a lot of, billions and billions of dollars of improvements in infrastructure being added. I mean, we're actually efforting an interview with BNSF and have been for a while, that they're not easy to schedule, and obviously when there's an incident like Castleton, they tend to say, well, we really can't say anything until we have the full report, and the full report's not going to be out for 18 months, so they'll give a comment or hear, but not anything at length. But this is a good question for them that I'll certainly forward on as well. I'm curious, too, you know, when they improve the infrastructure, when they put billions of dollars, is it more of spikes? Or is, like you say, that's perfectly normal. Appreciate you listening on KCGB in Minot. Scott, thank you. Back to more of your calls on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it is also giving us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible, USSND.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Normal Nuts Friday till the top of the hour, so let her rip on anything you want to talk about here today. We obviously have a little bit of an incident. I don't know, incident's not the right word, but a little bit of a growing concern from a number of different regions of the state. Hazen, Tioga, Williston on rail tracks. This last fellow that called from Minot said, wait a minute, I'm not so sure that's out of bounds. I know yesterday we had actually a train engineer call. I would think there's some folks listening that that know the industry well and might be able to tell us whether that is normal or not, that you can walk the tracks and see a lot of places where the spikes are missing. So welcome your feedback there on this or any of the other topics we're chatting about today on the program at 800-228-0550. Here is a call that came in during the break.
Yeah, I was wondering. I had heard somewhere that by 2017, every American is going to have a computer chip put in them. Supposedly, it's written right in Obamacare, so I was wondering if you guys could look into that. Thanks.
Wow.
All right. You know, first of all, there's a lot of bad things in Obamacare, so what you've just described wouldn't surprise me. I think there's also some things where, you know, we tend to make a bad thing even worse by throwing out some things. I've not heard what he's describing. I have heard that, you know, when it comes to medical records and different things, that there will be efficiencies, is what they call them, in how that information is communicated. And sounds like maybe a computer chip being inserted in someone could be a spinoff of that particular thing. But I think in the follow-up category, Chris, we're due for a conversation with Betsy McCoy, who's read Obamacare cover to cover. And she has a new book out anyway, so she'd probably want to talk about the new book. But maybe let's schedule Betsy, and then what we would do then is just say, anything you've heard about Obamacare that worries you, call us, and let's find out if it's fact or fiction. And we'll put that one front and center on the list for that particular caller.
You know, Scott, that could be a good thing, though, to have chips in us, because, you know, let's just say you're dragging a little bit. You know, how much coffee do you want it down? But if you had a computer chip, and we could just correct it with that.
Oh, man.
Am I opening a can of worms there?
Yeah. You might be. Jerry and Reeder is listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jerry.
Hi. The other day when I called you, you kind of threw a curve at me and asked me about pie.
Let me first of all apologize for you. You know, if you hadn't noticed, we're a little obsessed with a good piece of pie. So we started this new pie chart survey when we get a call from a new place that we could put a pin on the pie chart map of the Northern Plains. We tend to ask where the best pie is in Reeder. So I'm sorry for that, Jerry. Did you have to do a little research?
Not really, but I got good news for you. You can buy all the pie you probably want Sunday on the 19th in Reeder. They're having a pie auction. And, you know, I think you'd be much happier if you were full of pie instead of full of oil.
By the way, I think he just described my dream auction. A pie auction?
There you go.
Yes, and not only pie, you can buy a quilt if you're cold, and it's been cold, you know.
So you may be cold again for a few more months. Yeah.
Right.
So this is a pie and a quilt auction, and it's happening on Sunday, this weekend. Where in Reeder is that happening, Jerry?
The Dakota Prairie and Richard Center in Reeder. They got a free will lunch of roast beef sandwiches and a bowl of soup at 11:30. The pie quilt auction will begin at 1:15, and if you feel lucky, you can play bingo afterwards.
You had me at hello, first of all, just so you know. I was sold. I was sold even before you got to bingo. I mean, but roast beef and soup, number one, then the pie and quilt auction, and then bingo? Are you joking me?
No, this is all true. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, unfortunately, my wife and our two oldest kids, senior and the freshman, Alex is a senior and Hannah's a freshman, are getting on a bus at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And they are going with a whole bunch of other kids from school to the March for Life in Washington, D.C. My wife is chaperoning, which means our youngest daughter, Haley, who's 10 and I, she has me scheduled literally from the time school ends today until I think about 10 p.m. on Sunday when she goes to bed. I've got a list like a daddy-do list like you can't believe. So I'm going to have to tell her, hey, you know, Reeder, pie, quilts. I'm going to start the bribe fest as soon as I pick her up from school today, Jerry, and do what I can to get there because that sounds like fun. Tell me one more time where it is.
It's at the Dakota Prairie and Richard Center in Reeder. It's the old school building. It's been redone as a community center. Very nice building. Very nice place. And you'll have a lot of fun there. Plus, get rid of some of that oil.
Are you up for that, Todd? Should we road trip to Reeder?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, if we can make it on short notice, I hope everybody else can in and around the vicinity because that sounds like fun. By the way, what is an enrichment center?
Well, it's the name given to the when the school closed in Reeder, a group of people got together and decided to make a community center out of it, and that was the name given to the community center. Because they got entertainment and various activities, and along with sports events and things like that.
So it enriches our lives.
Right, it enriches everybody's life in the area.
I got it.
Especially when you have pie to go with it, then it really does.
Well, yeah, and you got to remember, all these pies are made by very lovely women, so it's great.
Well, of course, they're lovely women. All women are lovely. I love it, Jerry. Thank you so much for calling back. It was very kind of you to do the research on the pie. Is it on the pie chart, Mr. Mitchell?
It is on the pie chart.
All right. Dakota Prairie is going on the pin. We have little flags for the pins that go on the pie chart. My Friday has been made. John and Dickinson listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next. What's on your mind, John?
Yeah, I was calling about the track deal. The ties used to be a 9/16 spike with a plate underneath the rail sitting on top of the tie. The fact of the matter is, they need to go to the 5/8 spikes like the new days here. Each tie needs to be tamped in the ballast rock also so it doesn't flex as the train goes over it. And the spikes will work their way up out of the tie. So they have wooden plugs that need to be put in there and then a new spike driven back in. It's a case of everything is machines, and the Gandhi dancers of the old days used to get there and tamp all the rock underneath the tie inside and outside of the rail. And then it needs to be checked for gauge, the distance between the track. So it's not being done anymore. So
you the two camps here of, hey, this is no big deal, they're like that everywhere, versus,
yeah,
hey, there's way too many missing spikes. You're in the camp, but there's way too many missing spikes.
Right, because of the flexibility of the ballast rock that it rests on. It works its way up and out of there, and then they got wooden plugs you can drive back down in the hole and then drive your spike in. And it's not being done anymore, you know. They neglect a lot of it, you know. I don't know if it's the money or what, but, you know.
Well, you sound like you've been working on the railroad, so to speak, to coin a favorite song.
I did tracks many years up here in the Midwest and down in Arizona. So I put them together. The joint bars where one track connects to another needs to be checked all the time. It needs to be maintained constantly, and they're not being maintained constantly.
All right, well, but 99.0000, you know, 99.9% of the time, you know, there isn't a derailment, right? When a train goes from point A to point B, obviously there is a very minimal time, less than, you know, point whatever percent. Do you think the derailments that are happening are a result of the infrastructure getting a little shabby like you're describing here?
Well, you're using more. The ties and the rail are getting old. The spikes are being lifted up out of there. Nobody's going back down and getting all the high spikes. It's a deal of it needs to be maintained the entire track, not just sections, you know. And as things go age, ties become rotten. They have to be replaced. The spikes need to be redriven. In the north up there, you may have 916 spike in your rail holding it down without a plate. It needs to be changed out and updated. It's not being done.
Very interesting, John. Appreciate the insight. Obviously, your wealth of information. I learned a ton in a couple-minute phone call here, so appreciate you sharing that with us a bunch. Mark and Hazen, listening on 550 KFIRE, wanted to comment on a New York Times article. Which one, Mark?
Well, the one about the gal that couldn't find a job or wasn't making very much money.
Got what we were talking about earlier. The headline is running on fumes in North Dakota. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I want to relate a story to, you know, my brother has a machine shop up there, and I go up there quite a bit, and I visit friends and relatives. And I was in his machine shop at noon one day having lunch with him, and there was a guy that showed up from Ohio, I think he was, looking for work, claimed he was a machinist. So I asked him, I said, you mean you came all the way up here without a plan, without a job? And yep. He said, I just come. I said, do you know how much it's going to cost you to live in a house? And I told him, and he said, well, I wasn't prepared for that. But at any rate, my brother, being the gracious individual he is, he said, well, I don't have a job for you, but I'll take you over to this other machine shop to see if they're hiring. So he did. And yeah, they hired him. Turns out, the guy couldn't even read a micrometer. He was no more of a machinist than I was. So that's the kind of people that are coming up here. My nephew has driven truck in the oil field for years. He said the people that are coming up there to drive trucks are people that can't find work anyplace else. If they were skilled and qualified, they'd be working. So they come up there without a plan, without experience. They get put to work, and it's sometimes turns out to be not a very good deal. So, and then his wife is in charge of hiring people for an oil field service company. She says the amount of applicants that come through there that have absolutely no experience, no qualifications is terrible. The first thing they do is ask for a drug screening, and half of them leave. So the people that can't find work are the ones that are bringing their problems onto themselves, and I don't feel sorry for them.
Yeah, I mean, and they're useful idiots, no pun intended, for the New York Times, right? They can help the New York Times say, "See, oil's bad. This isn't such a good thing."
Yeah.
And also, you know, allow you know, Sundance Film Festival documentaries to show people in church pews that are homeless, that again are a product of a horrible economy in the other 49 states that they're trying to put onto North Dakota, which is absolutely ridiculous. And it's 1% of the story. It's not the 99. Very good, very good analysis, Mark, and appreciate sharing the story from your family members there up in the patch. Jan and Bismarck, Dave and Dickinson, when we come back, you're first to go. This is What's on Your Mind, Friday, Normal or Nuts edition. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in receiving intensive soybean management training should plan to attend one of three Getting It Right in Soybean Production meetings in January. North Dakota State University Extension Service faculty and staff will discuss soybean research underway and 2014 production issues. Meeting dates are Tuesday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Velva Senior Center on Main Street North in Velva, North Dakota. Wednesday, January 15th from 10 a.m. a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mohall Emergency Services Building on Central Avenue North in Mohall, North Dakota. And Tuesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wishick American Legion Post on 2nd Avenue North in Wishick, North Dakota. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. in this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind, Friday edition? Back to the phones with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. 800-228-0550. You're still in that glow mode from our conversation with Dave Osborne last hour, aren't you? Minnesota Vikings legend. I can tell, Todd. Sure. You have a purple glow about you today.
He's a legend. He comes from old school. I mean, 13th round draft pick. They haven't had in years a draft that goes that deep. And he became a superstar in the Bud Grant era.
And for the first touchdown in the first Super Bowl for the Vikes. First ever Super Bowl scored a TD. And you know what I loved about him? He answered their questions. I mean, how many people you dance around and sort of, I mean, he just flat out answered every question about Christian Ponder and the problems today. And it was kind of fun.
No softball responses back. Call a spade when you have to do it. And he did it, no question.
That's how they grow them in Candu, North Dakota.
Amen.
Let's keep going here on the phones. Jan, Dave, Kevin, and Ed are lined up waiting to go here. Let's go to Jan and Bismarck on What's On Your Mind, listening on 550 K-Fire. Hello, Jan.
Hi. I think they should get strict voter ID so people can't vote more than more than once. I heard something on the radio today on national news about Pennsylvania fighting it because it had put too much of a burden on the voters. And I just think you have to have an ID for an awfully lot of most things you do. Why can't they get some system where people have to have voter ID in order to vote?
Do you know why? You know, can I answer your question, Shannon? I bet you know
the
answer.
I think I know why, but you can answer.
Why do you? No, I don't want to. If you know, tell me why you think it is they fight this.
Well, they claim that it's too much of a burden on people, which I don't believe. I think they want the crooked voting. In fact, I think that Obama got extra votes that he shouldn't have gotten.
Of course. I mean, they don't want it. They think it's intimidation. Intimidation, is it intimidating when I need to cash a check and they want to see my ID? I mean,
yeah.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
That just doesn't seem right. And if you listen to the national news, I'm pretty sure it's Pennsylvania right now that's fighting it. And
I had one other quick thing here.
How can all this lying keep going on in the politics? I mean, isn't there some way? I mean, not that the Republicans probably tell it all the way they, you know, the way it is. But, I mean, Obama, it's right on tape. I mean, you can see him say one thing and he turns around and says another thing. How can he get by with it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't, you know,
I think the Republicans are not, two rights don't make a wrong, but I think they got to get tougher on them.
Well, first of all, politicians in general, if you're waiting for a politician to fix anything, good luck to you, right? So I say that about Republicans and Democrats. I don't put all my hope in a politician of any stripe ever, okay?
But don't you think things are going from bad to worse right now?
I do. Yeah, but what I was getting at there is that I think in general there's political spin that frustrates me no matter the person of the party, but a flat out lie.
Yeah, and how many times have we seen that? I mean, they show it. I mean, they show one thing being said and then that same person says totally different. How can they let that go?
I have to tell you this, though. I don't lay awake at night, anymore directing my ire at the current president of the United States for this reason.
Too many people that aren't paying attention. They vote, and they don't know a damn thing about what they're voting for.
You nailed it, Jan. The problem is not the current occupant of the White House. It's the fact that a majority of people twice have elected the man. And that's the root of the problem is engaging in your country. In your future. Appreciate your call a bunch. I got to keep going because we're tight on time. We'll go to the lightning round, 30 seconds each, and I'll shut up. You go. Dave and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just got a story about when I was younger, we used to have those old electric football games. You remember them?
Loved them.
Yeah. We used to have our favorite players and our fastest players that would seem to work best, and that was number 41, Dave Osborne, was on mine.
Oh, I love that. You're talking about the ones you plugged in, there were little magnets that would make them go, right?
Yeah, it just vibrated, and then they vibrated around, and, yep, that was, like, pretty cool deal. And then I got a comment about the lady from New York there that came up here. All you gotta know is that they're from New York. That's all I got to say about that. They're just a little bit odd out there, even the press, you know?
They're touched. I'm with you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Kevin is listening on AM 1100. Where are you, Kevin?
I'm right here in town today, Scott. But
right.
You know, it's kind of neat having Dave Osborne on. He scored the first Viking Super Bowl touchdown. Brings back memories because I don't know if you remember Phil Boom Boom Brown. They played together.
He talked about him today. I didn't actually. Phil Parker was the one that told me he scored the first touchdown. I didn't know that. Phil was my show prep today on that. Who could forget? Who could forget?
I was just thinking. I watched that. They were heavily favored over Kansas City. I was just hoping or thinking it would have been nice if he would have scored a couple of more of that game. We'd have won it.
True.
That's just being nice. But I got a question, Scott. Real quick here. I got a sick laptop. I'm wondering if you can't give me Leon's, information over the air so I can keep the money in the Freedom Club.
I'm happy to do it. He's talking about Leon Francis, who is the box doctor. He can fix a computer like you can't believe, and he goes anywhere on the planet Earth to do it. He's just on the oil patch doing it. Here's his number, 913-991-7442. 913-991-7442. Call the box doctor. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you from What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Have a fabulous weekend. Purple Pride, Purple Pride, Purple Pride.
Woo!
See you Monday.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.